the law. You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
And welcome, persons who love the truth. The present truth, this is Rick Rodriguez. You know, Christ said that if you know the truth will make you free. And it appears as if most of the world, they do not want to know the truth. They want to remain in bondage. They don't want to know the truth about the globalist plan to bring sickness to the world. They don't care about that. And Christ said, and it said in the Old Testament, in Isaiah, for the people who are presented the truth and make a decision not to want to believe the truth, an intentional decision made by free will, then God said what he would do is he will pick the deception for those individuals, for those nations. Either you want to know the truth or you want to be in bondage. And the truth can be very hard to accept. It takes time. It takes maybe a little struggle in your thinking. But once you understand the benefit of knowing the truth, the world and life becomes so much more, not just enjoyable, but you become fruitful. You become more important as an individual. You get to realize the great blessing of being alive. Truth is very powerful. Yesterday I talked about a matter that I'm going to begin with today. In the last decade prior to Christ's return, he must return because the world will progressively become more evil. So evil that if Christ didn't return, no flesh would be saved according to what Christ stated in Matthew, the book of Matthew. People presently maybe do not care or desire Christ to return because it might interfere with their plans. But once you are sick, once the hardships begin in your life, that is when people begin to consider the thought of a God who can help them, who can save them, who can assist them, who will protect them from an eternity, an eternal fire, and help them in time. The world will continue to become more evil. We have not peaked. Evil is, in the last decade, Christ said, evil will begin to rise like the tide coming in. And it will not stop until he returns. In the beginning of the last decade, there will be indicators to let the people of the world know that we're moving into a final roughly 10-year period of time. We can use the example of a decade. And what are some of the signs? I gave you one sign yesterday. In Revelation chapter 6, verse 6, one translation stated, and this is talking about inflation or hyperinflation. In the last decade, inflation will begin, like the nations of the world. Not many, many nations have already been experiencing in the last 20, 30 years hyperinflation in their countries. It's destroyed them. Venezuela being a recent example. The United States has not yet been, we've suffered inflation, but not like Venezuela and other nations of the world. But here's what John the Apostle stated, and these verses talk about our time. Revelation chapter 6, verse 6, one translation, the Living Bible. And a voice from among the four living beings stated, a loaf of bread for $20, or 3 pounds of barley flour for $20. But there is no oil or wine. There's going to be shortage of oil and wine. Then the complete Jewish Bible states, I heard what sounded like a voice from among the four living beings stating, 2 pounds of wheat for a day's wages, 6 pounds of barley for the same price, but don't damage the oil or the wine, meaning oil and wine in the end of the world is going to come under attack. For all the wine drinkers that are addicted, you better begin to wean yourself off of wine. A third translation, the World English New Testament. I heard a voice among the four living creatures stating, 4 cups of wheat for a day's wages, 12 cups of barley for the same day's wage. Do not destroy the oil and the wine. Oil and wine are going to come under attack. Does this mean like olive oil? I believe it does mean oil that is used for cooking, for consumption, and it could be the oil markets of the world. I'll have to consider that. But for sure, what we need for our food, we'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Hey, listeners. This is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
And that is really what it's all about. Everybody wants to rule the world. The globalists want to rule the world. And they will shortly have their wish. Not right now. One of the signs in the last decade, the beginning of the last decade, will be the beginning of inflation. You can say right now that inflation has been planted, and internationally it's going to continue to rise. In this country it will continue to, and I don't mean shoot straight up to full hyperinflation in overnight. No, it has to be gradual, because God will, as the changes in societies take place, God in his mercy to the nations, and especially now to the world, is going to warn people what's coming, and they're going to be able to some degree, to a great degree, for those that know what's coming, be able to prepare. Another thing that will come, according to Revelation chapter 6, verse 6, inflation on the rise, famine also on the rise. Because you're spending a day to buy 2 pounds of wheat or 4 cups of wheat to make your bread for the day, or 6 cups of barley. Was it 6 cups of barley? Let's see here. 3 pounds of barley or 12 cups. I'm sorry. Yeah, 3 pounds of barley or six cups of barley. Another sign is going to be wars. In Luke chapter 21, Christ said at the end of the world, there would be signs to look for. There would be wars and rumors of wars. Now, the nations are talking about World War III. The nations are talking about war between the United States and Russia. These wars are no longer rumors. We are moving to a conflict with Russia and the Western world. Now, we're looking at it as Russia attempting to expand and occupy more territory. That is not what this is about. Russia is being encroached upon by NATO nations wanting to put missile sites closer to her borders. Russia cannot allow that. Will not allow it. But a bigger and more important matter is Russia is the nation in the world that has become the big brother, and many of the other smaller nations of the world are aligning themselves with Russia, and the reason is because Russia is the nation presently that is pushing back against the globalist plans of a new world order. Western plans that initiated in Africa through Cecil B. Rhodes. He made the blueprint, set the blueprint, called together the powerful men of the time and set a direction to rule the world within 200 years. Well, we're 150 years roughly into that plan, and so far it's worked. Russia is pushing back, is on the leading edge to stop the objectives of the globalists, to stop the objectives of Klaus Schwab, to end the objectives of Anthony Fauci, to break the power of the American CIA intelligence agencies, secret army, the deep, dark power of the United States of America, to free the European nations from the control of the Pilgrim Society in New York, their objectives for this global order. I don't have the time to intricately get into it, but I can give you the concept. The war that you're seeing now is a war to see who is going to control the new world order, the one world government. This is the plan, and Russia has taken the lead to push back. Other nations of the world, not just in the region, but internationally, want to be free from the globalist the ways in which the globalists ruin and rule their countries. The International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the United Nations, all of the NGOs, non-governmental organizations, the control of the nations by the multinational corporations who are protected by America's Central Intelligence Agency, working with all of the other intelligence agencies in this country and in England, MI5, MI6. The nations want to be free from the control of the globalists. Initially, the nations wanted to be free from the control of Britain, of the Queen of England, but the real control shifted from England and the royal family to the United States. The royal family still does control Canada, Austria, Australia, New Zealand, and has still fighting to control the United States of America. To a great degree, does control the United States of America through the Pilgrim Society. But eventually, this nation and the coming Antichrist who will rule this nation is going to break free of the old lizard's control. He's going to break free from it. The coming Antichrist is going to be free from the control of the people who had at one time ruled the world, because he will rule the world. And to rule the world, he needs all that America is as a nation, economically, politically, militarily. And another thing about the end of the world in the decade, as we move into that last decade, Antichrist, there will be a spirit that will go throughout the world. It will be an Antichrist spirit. There will be a hatred of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, a hatred of the churches of God internationally, the true churches, the Roman Church, the Orthodox churches, all of them, evangelical Christianity especially. There will be God hatred in the governments of the world. And in the book of Psalms, chapter 2, the psalmist stated, "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing. Why do the rulers of the world set themselves against God and His Christ? This is what is happening presently. The nations of the world are setting themselves against God. Why? Because they know who God is. And the Battle of Armageddon, I'll take you out about 9 years, maybe plus a little bit. The Battle of Armageddon is not just a battle of military might. No, it is a spiritual battle where Antichrist will use all of the modern technology known to man to fight God in His invisible world. And the Antichrist and the occult forces are going to use all of the knowledge that they have acquired from down the rabbit hole to fight Christ spiritually, believing that they're going to be able to destroy Him. And the main tool they're going to use is all of the CERN technology, splitting open the invisible barrier between the invisible world and the visible world. They're going to try to use CERN to split the two worlds so that they can go into the dimension where God dwells and fight Him in His dimension. As far out as this may seem, it is in the Bible. They will use CERN to split the invisible world, to put a hole, and we see these movies, where they open up the Stargate. This is not a philosophy, a thought, an imaginative, just a something to make good movies. No. They have the ability to split and open a Stargate. In Revelation, at some point, it says they're going to open what is presently closed in hell. And hell will be, the gates of hell will be open, and out of that hole will come spiritual forces like never before. God is not allowing it yet, but it's going to happen. How is the mankind going to open those invisible, those gates between the two dimensions? This is what they do in the occult world and the New Age movement. They try to talk to that other world, communicate through that barrier to that other world, to get insight, info from that other world and bring it back into our physical world. That's what they do. I know. I was part of that world. I understand it. And with the matter of CERN, not just CERN, there are others also, they want to open these portals into an invisible world that God forbade them to open. But they now have the way to do it. They can split these atoms, but that's not what the purpose is. The purpose is to open a portal, to let things from that world come into this world, which they will eventually do, and to attempt to take this world into that world to become God. You may think this is far out there, but the end of the world battle at Armageddon is not just a battle with armies and bullets and tanks. No, it is a great spiritual battle against Christ when He returns to Armageddon. And they will use all of the occult powers that are known to mankind presently, and all of the technology, every aspect of this, technologies we don't even know about. They are going to, the fallen angels, they know about this technology, and they are giving this technology to man so that man can go to war with God. I was wondering, how do I finish out this week's program with what's happening in the Ukraine? This is a sign to the world. We are in already the last decade. Very shortly, Russia will push back against this new world order. But eventually, very shortly, Russia, as soon as she gets her comrades to work with her, she is going to move south to the mountains of Israel to be destroyed. This will happen in the very first part of the last decade. We're going to be back. Rick Rodriguez, you're not going to forget what I'm telling you. We'll be back. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
I may not be a doctor, but I know this. You wouldn't leave your loved one in a box to collect dust and rust for 15 years, but you can do it to your gun. Just let me see it before it hurts the wrong someone. Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith. I've been repairing and cleaning firearms for 15 years. I started My Favorite Gunsmith to make sure your freedom stick goes boom. So if you're having any issues, big or small, shoot me a text, give me a call, 970-776-0258. It's 970-776-0258.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program, The Pursuit of God, on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
In the whole universe, all of the hosts of heaven, the holy angels of God, the fallen angels of the serpent, the devil, the forces of hell, demonic world, everyone is watching. In the whole universe, the center of attention is the earth and mankind. You can believe what you want to believe, but I'm telling you, All the spiritual beings in the universe are watching mankind. The angels of God do not understand the great plan that God has with mankind. They're still incrementally getting an understanding of why God chose man. Because God chose man because man has a hollow place in his soul, in his being. It is called a spirit. And it is in that spirit that God intended to put his Holy Spirit. And the war that's taking place right now is against the knowledge of God, against the people in the world that have been born again. The demons know the threat are the seven churches of God. They want to destroy mankind so that, and all of the Christian world, so that the Christian world cannot interfere with their plans. You see, the new world order, it's a religion. It is a religious order. It is not just an order of groups controlling things. No, it is a religion. Adolf Hitler, the Third Reich, was a religion. And that religion is still being spread throughout the world. That religion is part of the thinking of the Azov Battalion in the Ukraine. It is a religion. Klaus Schwab, all these men that we talk about, they believe the same thing. And the main thought is they have a right to rule because they are on a higher plane in all ways than the other the masses of the inhabitants and mankind. They have a right. They have a destiny to be the new gods of the world. Well, they are mistaken. They are deceived. So they listen. They listen to what's happening in the world. So that they know what's happening in the world, let's look at what Christ said would happen in the decade prior to his return. Initially, that decade would begin with wars and rumors of wars, inflation, famines. It would begin with a new world order, which eventually will be controlled and directed and overseen by Antichrist and the false prophet. It will be a religion. Christ also stated that there would be disease, man-made disease, and plagues. There'd be earthquakes everywhere. The waves of the sea would be raging, tsunamis. There will be an increase in what Christ said in Matthew chapter 21. He used this one word one time. It will be a world of perplexities. No solutions. Conundrums. There would be problems with no answer. What are the answers? What are the solutions? These people that have taken these inoculations, I want to tell you something. I don't like to say too much, but I can tell if I'm around somebody that has had an inoculation. I don't know why, but I can smell. They have a certain odor about them. And I work in retail, and people will come and I'll be at a register. I can tell by the smell. They put off an odor. They also, their breath is one thing, but they just have an odor. I can tell. It is causing them to decay from within. This is the plan of the New World Order initiatives. This is what Vladimir Putin and the nation of Russia and the other nations involved with Russia are trying to prevent. They're not going to prevent it. Russia is not going to stop the New World Order from its plans. But God is using Russia presently to slow them down. And God does have a plan for Russia, and Russia is going to be punished for the sins of the Russian people and the throughout the centuries and the hatred in a subtle way against the Jewish people and God. There were times when the Russian people were anti-Christ. God doesn't forget. Vladimir Putin, I think he's going to be forced to take Russia with his comrades, with the other nations, down to the Middle East. After Russia, 5/6 of Russia is going to be destroyed. The army is going to be destroyed. So that it means that, if the way I understand it, 1/6 of the military will be left to protect Russia. But the nations, Russia and the nations around Russia, there's going to be some kind of devastation. God says there will be, they will be devastated. But after the war is over, the early war into this decade, the final decade, Russia will still have to have someone who picks up the pieces so that she can continue in her destiny into the future. I'm just wondering if that will continue to be Vladimir Putin. I don't know. But Vladimir Putin, he's the tool right now that God is using to stand against the New World Order. So I'm coming from a different perspective. This is not America and Russia and a war between these nations. This is a spiritual war against devil worshipers and a man who at some point trusted in God. And they know it, and they don't like it. The occult world. We'll be back.
Is the driveway made of fruit leather, or has the apple stopped appling? If your half of a 100-foot cottonwood tree just needs a haircut, call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have saved many trees everyone else said was dead.
Ah, show offs!
Hey, you're not in this one either. From fire mitigation, bushes, trees, to bees, that's 568-6898.
God bless us!
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
Well, I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would have been.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Thank you.
Friday. I want to thank everybody for supporting The Present Truth. Thank you. Thank you for your support. Pardon me. Join me on Sunday for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program every Sunday, 9 to noon. And again here on Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. And podcasts for all programs and the hosts on KHNC are 1360KHNC.com. Programs streamed at all times. So, this is what Christ said would happen. Pardon me. That there would be perplexities. No answers. No solutions. Conundrums. Problems outside of man's control. The people that have received these vaccinations. I don't know what's happening, but I can tell because they have an odor to them. The odor is the same with each person. Yesterday, I came into contact with, I would say, a minimum 6-7 people. And as odd as it may seem, those that have had more vaccinations, it seems like the odor is even stronger. I have to, like when I'm at a register, wherever I am, I have to back up. I have to just distance myself as much as possible. One young man that I work with, I was working with him yesterday. We were working on something, and we were probably 2-3 feet apart, and I could smell the same odor in his breath, just not as powerfully. So I'm assuming that his inoculation was not taken 3, 4 months, 5 months ago. It must have been recent. Now, what is the solution? What is the answer? To me, I look at this and I have asked Christ, what is the answer? And the Holy Spirit just told me, if what they are saying in the media about this eventually killing you, the only hope is for these people to meet the Lord Jesus Christ, to be born again. That is the only hope. They may die physically, but as a pastor, as someone who works in ministry, who has a ministry, the hope I know that they can have is to meet the Lord, to believe in the Lord, to be born again, to be saved, to have their sins forgiven. And I know they will be carried into eternity with God. They will be carried. When they die, they will be carried by the angels into rest, into sleep, to be protected until Christ returns. And that sound and the shout, come, and everyone that is a believer will rise from the dead and go to ascend to the judgment seat of Christ. This is the hope, the only hope of the people. I don't care if they're Democrat. I don't care what religion. I don't care what political belief they or persuasion they are of. God has always given man, even the two men on the cross, one of the two, at the last moment, before he perished, was able to ask Christ, I want to be with you in your kingdom. And Christ said, all right. I'm trying to remember. I want to phrase it. I wish I could remember exactly how it stated it. Lord, take me into your kingdom, something to that effect. And he said, that this day you will be in my kingdom, or you will be with me. God's kingdom, the kingdom of God, is an eternal kingdom, and the king of that kingdom created all things, and that king has offered mankind eternal life. That is the king of this invisible kingdom that cannot be shaken. He gives his people, his members of his kingdom, eternal life. We see the kingdoms of the world right now, the kingdom of darkness in the world maturing. It's not fully mature. It is still maturing. And as we go into this last 10 years, Christ said, this will be one of the evidences of the tree of the kingdom of the children of the devil. There will be nothing that comes from that tree that will give mankind any hope at all. That tree can only give mankind, oh, maybe a small, short future with maybe a little bit of power, a little bit of money, but it will end. You know the tree by its fruit, is what Christ said. An evil tree cannot bring forth good fruit, nor a good tree bring forth evil fruit. You look at the global order, the new world global system that's coming. What you have to look at that tree, is it going to bring suffering, pain, misery, death to the world? Or is it going to bring in, or is it going to give people hope, eternal life, hope for eternity with God, and hope and help for the present time in whatever condition and situation mankind may be in? This is what, at the beginning of this last 10 years, we're already, I believe, in it. There are indicators that now it's a decision that people have to, you can look at it and make it a decision. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey Jaquint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey Jaquint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions, or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360KHNC.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
We're going to close my programs for this week, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, Sunday from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. one of the signs, the great signs, early in the last decade, will be Russia's rise to power and Russia's battle with the New World Order. What you're seeing and witnessing right now is a fulfillment of prophecy. God's holy word through the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 38 and 39, you read it. I use different translations to get a better vernacular in the English language. The King James can be a little difficult. But Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 states that in the last decade, Russia is going to rise to power and is going to, and God tells Russia, you be a commander to the nations that are going to come with you to Israel, to the mountains of Israel. Dress yourself. In other words, before you go to battle, you get everything on. You get your flak jacket on. You get your helmet. You get everything needed for battle. This is what God is telling Russia. Prepare yourself for battle. You get ready. Then you help all of the nations that are going to go with you to the mountains of Israel, help them get ready and protect them. Protect them from what? Protect them from the globalists of the world. Try to free them from the global control. And one way they can probably free themselves from the global control is to take over the Middle East. This is one of the reasons why Russia presently, and I haven't been able to get to this part of what I want to present, I will next week, is Russia's occupation in Syria and America's secret operations to take over Syria. The nations in the Middle East, they are very aware of America's objectives. England, all of the European nations are aware that America, the presence in the Middle East, is not going to go away. America wants Syria. If America doesn't take over Syria, America cannot control and rule Israel or occupy Israel in the future. Antichrist will eventually rule Israel. He will invade Israel and take over Israel. That's coming in this decade, toward the middle of the decade, in the final 10 years, toward that middle, is when America, through the coming Antichrist, will invade Israel. Russia is to prepare and protect all of the nations that are coming with her. The only hope Russia, I think, is going to have is to... Russia will be destroyed if the conflict would stay north. But Russia, with these allies, will come south, hoping to take over the Middle East and save herself from the coming judgment. But God says in Ezekiel 38:39, He's going to bring Russia down. He's going to deceive them. He's going to destroy them on the mountains of Israel. That's all for this week. Have a great weekend. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry radio program, podcast 1360KHNC.com. Rick Rodriguez. Later.
Hey listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley,